sex and happiness both enrich our lives. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi everybody, this is Lori Handlers and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness. And I'm your host. And today I'm really excited because my guest is a person who is all about sex and happiness. Like, that's what he's about. I mean, he creates events, he uses his creativity. Everything that he does is motivated somehow to bring to us a way of becoming sexier and happier. So let me tell you about him. His name is Frank Mondose, and he's the creator of the nightlife industry lifestyle brand. Mondose is a sensual entertainment and seductive dance host for events of adult content, and he's the Quebec director of, let me see if I can pronounce this, Salon de l'Amour. Oh, I can pronounce that. That's very good. Et de la Séduction, which is an annual trade show that promotes everything to do with sex. He's the vice president of the Sexual Health Network of Quebec, which makes healthy sexuality information more easily available to teens and youth, which is a very noble cause because, well, don't get me started, youth never get the right idea about things or the right answers. Also, he's the author of the spiritualplayboy.com, which is a blog that's dedicated to his journey in spirit and ecstasy. So without further ado, I'm introducing Frank Mondose to you.
Thank you, Laurie. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to have you too. You are one of my favorite people. We don't know each other that long, but for as long as we know each other, I can say you are one of my favorite people that I have met. And that's for many things. One is your joie de vivre. I'll speak as much French as I possibly can on this show. You have a healthy appetite for the joy of life, and that encompasses a lot of things that have to do with sexuality, sensuality, the sacredness of it, spirituality, and that's what you're all about, and I love that.
So, thank you.
How did you get started on your sacred sex path?
Oh, wow. So my sacred sex path started about 3.5 years ago. I was running my company, which is an entertainment company. Mondose means daring people, daring world. And these are events, sensual, erotic themed events where people come dressed up in the theme, and it's a dance and performance art event. I've been doing that for 10 years now, but about 6 years into my journey, I was back then much more ego-based or success-based, and I was really focused on getting my name in light, having this event happen in multiple cities around the world and so on. And I brought my business, the event, to exactly where I had envisioned it in terms of the building partnerships with the right people in order for me to get onto that path of a stardom, whatever you want to call it. And I went through the experience, and as I went through it, I experienced my first business financial failure. And from that moment on, I said, everything's up for change at this moment. So I took a sabbatical, and I went to Central America, and I went into an intentional community in Central America. And there, I found love, basically. Not romantic love, but universal, unconditional, beautiful love, which could only sometimes be found in nature and in giving hearts. So while I was there, I saw the community and the way they supported people. It was a healing community. So I got this flash of love, and I'm like, wow, I've never felt this, I've never experienced this, but my heart was radiating, and I'm like, I resonate with this. This is me, I just don't understand how I've never had the opportunity to experience something like this. That said, I left the community and I said, you know what, maybe I'm a healer. And, you know, I started to think, what would be my modality? Maybe I have to change my vocation, which is from business to the healing arts. So I said to myself, well, maybe it could be Reiki, maybe it's massage, yoga, I don't know. So I was going through a bunch of them. And as a joke, I said to myself, well, maybe you're a sexual healer, because everything I was doing in my life professionally up until that moment was around sexuality, sensuality, eroticism. And I said that to myself as a joke, and I'm like, wait a minute, let me do some research. So I started to do some research, and I found Tantra and sacred sexuality. And I started to read a bit about them, and I'm like, wow, this talks to me. This is the next level of my work, which I haven't tapped into yet. And after a group of synchronistic activities or outcomes of things that happened in my life, I found myself within 4 months at the International School of Temple Arts doing a one-month apprenticeship under Baba Des Nichols and Crystal Dawn Morris. And there I got my first taste of sexual healing and sacred sexuality. And from that moment on, I didn't look back. I've invested 3 years of my life of delving very deeply into this work. I've studied with multiple teachers, including a dear friend of ours who recently ascended, I like to think, Deborah Taj Anupal, who is a pioneer in the sexual revolution and all this work that we're working on. So I've been surrounded by beautiful, inspiring people who have given me a strong basis in this work. And now I feel like I want to be giving back and sharing with the world, or at least my community, the knowledge I have attained. And I started recently to work with you on the faculty of the International School of Temple Arts.
It's an awesome story, Frank. I mean, it. You know, here's the thing, a couple things. One is, it's great. Sorry you had the business failure. Not sorry. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Happy that it put you on a different trajectory. Happy that it changed your direction and made you see things that you had no access to before. That's number one. And two, I'm wishing that for all the business people out there. I'm wishing that for all the influential men on the planet who are focused, what, like a horse with blinders on their business, not thinking about, not caring about the rest of what's going on. And not just men, women like that too. So I applaud you for finding your way in the darkness and shedding light now everywhere that you go.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's really worth that. And of course, I love being on a faculty with you. I love the work we did together. We did the ISTA, S-S-S-E-X, Level 1 together in Montreal with yourself, me, and Crystal Dawn Morris. We were a home run.
We were a force. I think being able to, like, I consider myself a wingman to you and Crystal, because you are both so experienced and yourselves pioneers in the work. So for me to be coming on this ride with you, sharing the information I have and continuing to learn from you guys is really a blessing. And I think that anybody that takes a workshop with us or a training, specifically the spiritual sexual shamanic experience, which is our flagship training with the International School of Temple Arts, I think people will be very pleased and they're going to step away with more love and freedom in their life. And that's basically what happened to me. I took that workshop with some amazing teachers, and the information that I picked up and the practices, and more importantly, the ability to, number one, invest a week where I'm fully focused on my personal development, and then get on this process of putting less energy and less intention into being in the mind and getting into practice of being around the body with all the active meditations and the exercises we do. And this allowed me really to get a different information from my being. And when I was starting to get this body and spirit information, when I started to tap into my body and spirit, I started to get a revelation around where in my life I was operating in a disempowered way due to the fact that I have some limited beliefs around myself, around the way the world is. So the whole process is truly, truly empowering. And yeah, it's a privilege to be able to now be on faculty of a program that I took 3.5 years ago. And that changed my life. So I definitely believe in this work.
Yes.
And I would consider it God's work. You know,
yes.
I mean, getting people back comfortable with themselves, with their life experience, and most importantly, with their sexual being, and eliminating the shame, fear, and guilt that culture indoctrinates into our being around sexuality.
Very well said. Very, very well said. Beautiful. Well, on that note, we're going to take a short break. I mean, you just packed a chunk of information in there and told people exactly what our training is about. And I appreciate that so much. And we, just so everyone knows, before we go to break, our next one coming up is in Phoenix, Arizona, where I live. Frank will be here for it, and Crystal Dawn will be here for it, and as well as many other amazing people. People are flying in from all over. And it's November 8th to the 15th, in case you just got excited by what you heard from Frank. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Spiritual Playboy and what that means and how he got that name and what actually this blog is and what he's talking about, how you can find out more about it. Some of you may not even like the term, but we'll look at that. You know, you're going Spiritual Playboy, but that's exactly what I want you to do before we go to break. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Hamlisch, and today I'm talking with Frank Mondose. We'll be right back.
My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness. I want sexual healing.
We're back with Sex and Happiness. And again, I'm Laurie Handler, your host. And today I'm talking to Frank Mondose, who lives in Montreal, Quebec. And he carries the torch in Montreal, not only for people waking up to their sensuality, their sexuality, and their actual birthright to inhabit their body, but he also carries a torch for the youth and for them to be educated, well educated, not to just say no stuff that we have here in the States and that they have in Canada, but actually the education of people about their bodies. So, Frank, when we left off, I mentioned your spiritual playboy. So, and you know, those sound like an oxymoron. Like, spiritual playboy doesn't sound like it goes together. So, could you tell us a little bit about how you came up with that term and what it actually means and what are you doing with it?
Awesome, yes. So before I adopted this term or name, I thought about it for quite a long time because of the fact that I felt like some people would turn off to it right away because of the connotation of it. So I want to share the roots of where this came from. So basically, this is not something I made up, but something that I saw in a Osho satsang. And basically, for those of you who don't know, Osho is a 20th century Indian mystic who was very controversial because he wasn't shy or scared to look into sexuality as well as other modalities of healing, alternative healing. So, and he passed in the around 1989. Anyways, Osho is a very enigmatic figure, and he's very funny. And in one of the satsangs, he was taking questions, and a man stands up and says to him, "What would you say to the critics that would say that the activities here happening at your ashram are more of the likes of Hugh Hefner from Playboy than of a spiritual leader?" So Osho, in pure Osho fashion, silence, deep reflection, and says, "I am a spiritual playboy, and what is wrong with that?" And then he goes on for his satsang. But that is basically where the term spiritual playboy came from. And for me, what it means is, look, I continue to work in the entertainment industry. I understand how sexuality is viewed in the entertainment industry, but the way I bring it is about a celebration of sensuality. I believe it's about expressing the inner energies that we have through dance, through dress up, through singing, through sensuality on the dance floor, and so on and so forth. So basically, my life can be considered, or when people look at me, they would say, "Oh, the guy's a playboy because all his work is around entertainment and beautiful women and so on and so forth." But when I got on my path of spirituality and sacred sexual spirituality, I realized that, you know, sex and spirit go hand in hand. Sex is life force energy. Spirit is our essence. So for me, it's not that oxymoron, because what it says, a spiritual playboy or a spiritual playwoman, and Lori, you're a spiritual playwoman, I can tell you that much. Basically, what it is an individual who understands that life is about sensation and emotion and pleasure, but at the same time does not deny the fact that they are an extension of Source and therefore divine creators. Ooh. So that's for me what a spiritual playboy is. So it's enjoying life, having fun, not being ashamed of pleasure, acting in integrity, authenticity, transparency, but at the same time, not denying pleasure. And our society, or our history, likes to build a storyline where we should deny our pleasure in order to reach enlightenment or ascension, where I think what we're teaching or what we're talking about these days, especially in our work, is that you cannot deny sexuality, because sexuality is a part of our essence. And nature is erotic in essence. So we can't keep denying this. We need to, as Osho would say, go through sexuality and experience everything from lust to love. Because lust is only the first rung of a ladder towards love.
Well, you know, I'm going to take what you said a step further and just say is that we cannot deny the body. I mean, the entire body. It's not just, it isn't just the sexual aspect, although that's a very powerful force in the body, but it's the whole body. I mean, we've been taught to value that our only thing that's important is our ideas and our thoughts and our opinions and how intellectual we are. And that was definitely on purpose. I think the powers that be figured that they could make us ashamed of our bodies and discount our gut feelings and discount our intuition and all the things that come as part of being embodied. If we could discount all that, we could be controlled. They could scare us with thought. They could scare us with ideas. They could feed us intellect from only the point of view that they wanted us to have. So this whole focus on tantra and on shamanism and sexuality and spirituality is a return to the body, return to inhabit our own piece of the earth, and brings us back to consciousness, and we can't be controlled.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, we can't be controlled. So I love what you said. I love what you talked about there. So your spiritual playboy, though, is a blog? What's your main thing there?
So basically, the website is just a side hobby project. A while ago, when I got on this path, I decided to start doing more traveling, seeing the world. But I choose my destinations based on different, what I believe are different power sites. So, example, Egypt, Israel, Maya land in Mexico. So I like to go where ancient civilizations did a lot of prayer or spiritual practice. And when I go on these journeys, I just film my experiences and I interview individuals that I'm learning from while I'm there. And I basically package them up in short, anywhere between 8 and 20 minute videos. They're available online for free at thespiritualplayboy.com. Basically, it came up because my friend was, you know, a bit envious of my journeys, and they're like, there's no reason why you shouldn't be filming and sharing this with the world. There's enough people that are interested. Do this for me. And I basically said, okay, cool. So I basically purchased the camera, started shooting, and me and my friend, we edit these videos and we share them with you.
That's great. That's really great. Now, you one other thing, then we're going to go to break again, and that was you mentioned Deborah Annapol, and since you did mention Deborah Annapol, and since she was very important in your formulation, and she's been a dear, dear friend to me, and also, I mean, just a tremendous colleague on my path of tantra and on my path of breaking free of monogamy and all kinds of things. Do you want to say anything else about like what you studied from her or the gift that you got from her? Because anytime anyone's mentioning her, I think we should give a little tribute.
Absolutely. So basically, I met Taj at the Spiritual Sexual Shamanic Experience in the level 2. I had the privilege of getting my first teachings from her, but I felt we didn't go deep enough. And she offered a trip to Malta, which is also, so this is where it all started. My journeys, my desire to connect with the earth and ancient civilizations came from Taj's trip to Malta. And we went there and we learned about the senses, and we were on the land, and it was on that journey where two major things happened. I really started to understand the sense of energy, this formless experience that exists. And secondly, I started to believe in my purpose. Basically, what I'm here to offer, because we're all here for a certain amount on this earth. So I decided that I want to make sure that while I'm here, I'm offering something, leaving the earth a better place than when I found it, I guess, kind of thing. And Taj gave me those two very important things, the ability to feel energy and channel energy, and number two, belief in myself that I could do this and I have the right to do this. And so... Yeah, I owe a lot of my motivation, determination in the realm of sex and spirit to this great woman. And I also studied with her in doing the pelvic heart integration, which was work from her mentor, Jack Painter, which actually comes out of Wilhelm Reich. So yeah, what an amazing lineage, and I feel blessed to have been a part of it.
Beautiful. Thank you. What a wonderful, wonderful gift he gave you, and gifts, and also a great tribute to her. Thank you. So we're going to take a little break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about those gifts that you're offering. We already know about you being a facilitator for the ISTA faculty, because we talked about that in segment one. So we're going to talk about Mondose and what Mondose offers to the world, and some of the events that you have on a pretty regular basis, because they're pretty amazing. I don't really want to live in the north again or the northeast, but I'm sorry I'm not closer to Montreal whenever I hear what you're doing, what you're cooking up.
I'm inviting you to open to the path of true love, power, and freedom. Did you ever stop to think that love is your birthright? That you don't need to earn it or prove it? You just need to live it. If you're ready to radically enliven your sexuality and dive deep into the heart of your wild, erotic nature, then I'm inviting you to join us for the Spiritual Sexual Shamanic Experience. I'll be leading ISTA Level 2 in Colorado, August 21st to the 28th, and I'll be leading ISTA Level 1 in Delhi, India, December 12th to the 18th. For more information on how to join me at either of these, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com. Either way, I would love for you to consider this week-long amazing spiritual, sexual, shamanic experience. Please consider this seriously, because love is your birthright.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife, and plenty of entertainment. And there's so much more. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. These are all topics that can be covered. When? October 15th to the 22nd, 2016. Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica.
This is Sex and Happiness, and I'm Lori Handlers, and today I'm speaking with Frank Mondose. And Frank has a great story. I think hopefully you were motivated by it and inspired by it, and you know that you too. you too, with not so much effort, you too can find somewhere to find your purpose and find the gift that you're supposed to be and actually embody your body again. So, Frank, you have created lots of amazing, spectacular events, and the ones that I was at were fantastic. I was at the Sexual Renaissance Conference in Montreal, the first one ever. I was one of your keynote speakers, and I can tell you that, for me, that was a total hit. The conference itself, everything about it, the people that I met, the way the bookstore was organized, all the speakers, etc. But I know that's just the tip of the iceberg. What are you up to?
Thank you, Laurie. Yeah, so basically, as I was saying earlier, Mondosé is my event production company. And the vision of Mondosé is to offer people a playground where they can express themselves, their beautiful selves, their sensuous selves in a nightlife atmosphere. And what we do is we bring together very good international sensual house music, erotic performances, and when I say erotic, they could range anything from burlesque, dance, aerials, fire. I know you like the fire shows at the Sex Magic Party.
I did.
Yes, and so basically, they're not like, it's not erotic as in sexual. It is eroticism. And so basically, it's a dance party, and people are dressed up in theme. And there's performances that are happening and stimulating people's imaginations and desire. And yeah, people have a great time. And I've been doing that for 10 years now. And I basically produce two major main events, four in all, but two major. And one is called the Erotic Ball, and the other one is called the Burlesque Ball, and they happen in August and March. So we just finished the 10-year Decade of Decadence anniversary party, and it was phenomenal.
And that was the Ball Erotique?
That was it.
Fantastic. 10 years. That's a long time to be in production and promotions and entertainment and going strong. I mean, it seems to me like you're growing, 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 and your presence is growing. So, you know, yay.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing, you are right. We are growing. And we're a lifestyle brand. And when we say lifestyle brand, it's a lifestyle. So like I said, monde means people or world. Ose means daring. So it's people who are embodying a daring attitude in this manifestation. So we are expanding, and I'm happy to report that we will be bringing the Ballet Erotique for the first time to Mexico at Desire Resorts, where me, you, and a few other lucky and beautiful individuals are coming to. Yes, very talented. Where we're coming together and we're doing a sacred sex and erotic arts festival, and that's going to be at Desire Resorts from November 24th to the 29th. So basically, we're going to be doing tantra workshops by day, so juicy tantra workshops, which none of them are obligatory to attend. You choose this in the schedule as you desire. And in the evening, we host sexy Mondosé style events, with the climax being the Ballet Erotique.
Oh, I can't wait. I just can't wait. I just have to think of my costumes right now. Something else I want you to talk about, this naked fashion show that you do.
Oh, yes.
The fundraiser. This is like, to me, this is one of the most creative things I've ever heard. Talk about that, please.
It's amazing. We just got a phone call today asking from another city, asking us to do it in their city as well.
Yay.
So basically, yeah. So basically, this is an original idea that I came up with maybe a year and a half ago, and it's called the Stripped Naked Fashion Show Fundraiser. So as you mentioned, I'm the vice president of the Sexual Health Network of Quebec, and we do an annual fundraiser. So this time, seeing that the media loves to sensationalize anything that has to do with sex, I decided to give them something juicy so that they could chomp at. And I gave them a naked fashion show. I'm like, for sure they're going to pick up this story if we're talking about a naked fashion show. And the idea is that we want to bring more attention to the fact that our society does not do enough in order to give children a concise, a clear, a comprehensive education around sexuality. They're inundated by messages of sexual roles through media, through marketing, and not to mention pornography. They have ridiculous amount of accessibility to pornography, so we have an unbalance here. And when you have such a huge imbalance, it means that, you know, there's going to be problems, disease, whatever you want to call it. So the Strip Naked Fashion Show is a fundraiser event for the organization. And we basically get between 30 and 50 individuals, like Mr. and Mrs. Everyone, any race, any body type. And basically they volunteer to walk a 30-foot catwalk one time, completely naked, while an audience watches. The basis of this is that self-love, self-acceptance, a good body, self-body image is the foundation of a healthy sexuality and a healthy sex education. And the beauty of this, with the cherry on top, is that I was inspired to come up with this idea based on my experience I had at my first spiritual sexual shamanic experience, when I really got into body acceptance, and I wanted to recreate the experience that I felt in that moment and share it with people. And this was the way that I felt that I could do a one-to-many experience, like one event that reaches many people and inspires many people to start getting on a path of self-love and self-acceptance. So that was how the idea came up.
It's absolutely brilliant. And you know, if I live in Montreal, I would be there in a heartbeat. I would be one of the people walking the catwalk. It's very exciting, the whole notion of it. I love your creativity and how you put it together. And I'm thrilled that you're doing it. And I encourage people, if you're in the Northeast, listen, if you live in New York, Boston, Albany, any of these places, if you live not that far from Montreal, you should check out Mondozé. These events are sex positive. If you're a tantra person, these are right up your alley. What he's doing is he's making it accessible to other people who might not be tantricas, who might not have studied anything, who might just have curiosity. And he's changing the paradigm. So this is something for you to check out. Now, Frank, what is the website? How can they find it out? How can they find out about all these things that you've mentioned so far?
Yeah, so my main website is mondeose.com. So that's mondeose.com. And you could also check out the spiritualplayboy.com or sexualrenaissance.com for our conference.
Fabulous. Okay, one last thing, and that's, I can't leave this interview without me asking about this or commenting about it, and that is your mother. I met your mother at the Sexual Renaissance Conference, and she was hunky-dory. She was, you know, she was proud of you. She was in favor of you. She was in support of you, and that's a beautiful and unusual thing. I only know that because my father was in support of me, and for a lot of people who are in the field of sexuality, sensuality, sacred sexuality, tantra, their parents have no clue what they're doing. Their parents don't approve when they find out what they're doing. How'd you get your mother on your team?
Thank you, Lori, for honoring my mom. Yeah, my mom is awesome. Basically, it all started when I created my first Mondozé event. I created it with my then wife, and it was a daring event. It was an event that promoted sensuality, that supported sensual encounters amongst the participants, not at the event, but after the event. You know, I was giving so much of myself to building this that I'm like, I'm not going to deny myself in fear of my mother's rejection. My mother has always been supportive. And at first when I told her, she had a hard time understanding, but, you know, she saw that I created one successful event after another. She figured maybe my son's on to something. She would, as every mother would probably do, is try to get me back on track. And like, she would tell me, you know, maybe you just need a 9-to-5 job. And every time she would say that, I knew I had to go deeper. until she started to see with her own eyes, her own experience, the impact that it was having on people. Like, I mean, what my mom was is in 2009, I had 1,200 people come out to the erotic ball. I mean, you're scratching on something deep and impactful when you could move 1,200 people to freely express what has been demonized, sexuality. So my mom's not a dumb person, and she saw that there was a business potential, so I think that's what got her a bit into it. And then when she witnessed my transformation into sacred sexuality and spirituality and tantra, she became a believer, because, I mean, we're an Italian immigrant family. We work hard for everything we had. We're known to have tempers like all Italians. And she saw, it's true, and she saw, you know, the things, my demons start to be tamed or be defused. Yeah, so she's a believer in terms of my path, and she knows now that part of my path is inspiring others, and she wants to be part of that. So the Sexual Renaissance was actually the first event that she had the opportunity to attend, because it was a conference, and it was great for her to sit and meet my mentors and meet other people in the industry, so that she could see that, you know, I'm not a crazy person, but amongst a international group of trailblazers.
Beautiful. Well, I totally enjoyed meeting her. Please send her my love. Tell her that we talked about her on my show. I wish you the best. You're blessed, and you have talent, and you have an ability to package it and put it out there so that people get it in big groups, and I love that. I absolutely love that. So I congratulate you. I look forward to the next time we're together, which is not going to be in very long from now. Again, we have the Phoenix Vista Level 1 SSSEX training, shamanic, spiritual, sexual training coming up in November, and then we have the amazing creation of what you do in Montreal brought to Mexico, and we'll be there together. For Americans, it's Thanksgiving weekend, and I can't think of a better thing to do for Thanksgiving. I'd much rather do that than sit around a table eating turkey. So
it's a Desire is a couples only, clothing optional resort, 5-star. I've been there 7 times, and I'm so excited that for the first time I'll be there as a facilitator, as a producer, and presenting my work there. So it's a very special occasion, yeah. And I can't wait to be there.
Yes, and so it is. So thank you so much, Frank Mondozé. Anybody wants to find out more information, again, go to mondozé.com, mondozé.com, or spiritualplayboy.com. Frank, thank you so much for being my guest today. I appreciate you taking time out of your intensely busy life.
Thank you, Lori, and I think congratulations is in honor for you. Congratulations for getting CoverGirl and the center spread of that delicious magazine. Maybe you want to share a bit?
Oh, yeah, I was the CoverGirl, and I am the centerfold, the first centerfold and naked at my age on the international magazine called Sensian, and you can go to the website and find out more about it. It's Sensheant magazine.com. The third edition, I'm featured in the third edition, as well as Deborah Annapole. There's an interview of her in the magazine as well. It's very exciting for me at age 67 to pose naked and feel that my body is better than ever, and to have felt so powerful and beautiful in my skin. It was a wonderful experience, and I did it to inspire women everywhere, no matter what they look like, no matter what their age, because women are so uptight about all this, and of course it was programmed into them. So I did this so that I could say, yes, I did this in my almost 7th decade, and I brought it, and the magazine brought it to me.
Yay, amazing.
So everybody tune in next time when I will have another amazing guest shedding some light on your sex and your happiness. That's what we're all about. That's what the program is here for. Thank you for listening. Wake up.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh,